In this module, you cover Link Online, looking at the configuration options and collaboration tools. You then move on to manage Link contacts before finishing with a lesson on the different tools you can use with Link to increase your productivity. In this first lesson, you review the configuration options that Link Online provides for users, such as General, Personal, Notification, and Device Settings. These settings ensure you get a personalized experience from this collaboration tool. If you start up the Link desktop client and click the drop-down list next to the cog icon on the right-hand side, you get access to the menus. Click Tools and then click Options to view the Link Options dialog. You can now see a range of options that you configure, such as Personal, Contact List, Status, and so on. There are two other versions of Link available, the modern interface for Windows 8 and later, and the Windows Phone version, available from the Microsoft Store. The Windows 8 and later version includes settings that apply to mobile devices, such as restricting connectivity when using a connection that might include a data charge. Other settings that are common to both versions include signing up to the Customer Experience Improvement Program and switching on logging, which are further down the configuration screen in the Windows 8 version. Returning back to the desktop Link client, if you click Personal, you can then configure options such as your sign-in credentials and any startup options. You can also select the Personal Information Manager that you want to use. If you are using Office 365 Pro Plus or Office 2013, then this will be Microsoft Outlook. Updating presence information based on your calendar means that your presence status changes to busy when you have a meeting scheduled in your calendar. You can also select to record your Link conversations in Outlook so that you have a permanent record of any chat sessions. Other location-aware apps can use Link for location information with this option here. Finally, you can switch on or off whether you see photos of your contacts in your instant message windows. The alerts configuration in Link lets you change how often you receive alerts and who is allowed to contact you if they're using Skype instead of Link. Alerts work in conjunction with ringtones and sounds, where you can configure options for which sound plays when you receive an incoming call. If you click on the Sound Settings button, you can then configure sounds for other Link events, such as the busy signal, a call ending, or an invitation to share data with you. You can also configure device settings for audio and video communications. In audio settings, you have the option to select your default speakers and microphone, or customize your configuration by choosing a different speaker or microphone. This arrangement works well if you have two sound cards and use one with a headset for Link, with the second playing through speakers for music. When you have chosen the right combination, click the play button to ensure you can hear the sound. You can then configure the speakers to ring by checking the option for the secondary ringer and then selecting the speakers to use. With the video settings, you can select your video device if you have more than one and see what your camera will project. If the picture needs correction, you can adjust camera settings such as brightness, contrast, and saturation. There are a number of additional settings that you can configure in the Link client. You can add phone numbers for work, mobile, and home, and enable integration with your on-premise PBX if your Office 365 plan supports that integration. When joining conference calls, you can specify which audio source you use to join the meeting. Other options include specifying how long it takes before Link changes your status to inactive and then to away. You can also configure Do Not Disturb options, such as when you are presenting or you have duplicated your monitor. Picture options enables you to select a picture to display in your Link session. Finally, the file transfer option lets you specify the default file save location for files that others have transferred to you. In this next lesson, you look at the collaboration tools that Link provides, such as instant messaging, web conferencing, and audio and voice conferencing. These features are the most extensively used areas in Link and can make a significant contribution to improved group working within an organization. There now follow two demonstrations. The first shows you how to use the Link client to start a conversation, then invite someone else and form a group conversation. It also demonstrates how to identify if you can promote a call or video call to multi-party, and finally covers how to end a conversation and configure your presence options. The next demonstration covers how you can use Link as a web conferencing client. In it, you see how to set up a conference, present a deck of PowerPoint slides, switch to and annotate a whiteboard, then review the additional presenter and participation tools.